arguing, blood on your skin, black eye on your face. You'll never learn, you're not concerned. Some say I got no taste. There's some things, they just can't teach you. There's some things, that just won't reach you.
Your third single, WYIL, and an amazing video for it in November. What can you tell me about that song and video?
The video was shot on 16 millimeter film, and it was one of the most like amazing and challenging experiences that I had shooting a music video because we didn't have very much film. I'm an independent artist, so like I'm doing everything on a pretty tight budget. So we couldn't buy like this excessive amount of film. We had a very specific amount of film to work with. So every shot was like the shot. There was no like every shot that you see in that music video was like one take. So it was like, you know, we only had one take to get the shots, but we would rehearse and do it. And so it was like very raw. And that's what I love about it. The song, the song is about how we, you know, sometimes we fall in love with people and we're not, and we completely follow our hearts and we don't always look at the situation or where the person is coming from or our own situation. And we just like, feel those feelings of love and we get into it. And then as we're into it and attached to the person, we start, you know, to realize like, I mean, at least for me, I should just speak for myself. I mean, I'm sure people can relate to this, but it is from my own personal experiences of, you know, I definitely am guilty of being in love with love. And I've fallen in love with people that aren't necessarily maybe the best for me. And currently still working on why I do that. And, you know, what things I'm attracting into my life and why. And yeah, and then once you're in love with somebody and you've attached to them and you've entered into a, you know, sacred relationship with them, they also come with all of their own problems and their baggage that you take on and you give them yours, you know. And I think in our first experiences of love, it's very hard to stop ourselves from doing that, you know. Like, even as I've learned those lessons and grown, it's still like sometimes to put on the brakes and be like, okay, how am I entering this relationship? Is this person really somebody I can be with? Am I ready to share myself like that with somebody? Am I clear in myself? You know, and sometimes when we just feel that chemistry and that draw to someone, nobody can stop us, not our parents, not our friends. Like, you know, like we're in it. And that's sort of what the song is about, is like how sometimes you do follow it and you need to learn your own lessons, and it can be painful, but it's also very beautiful. It's like why we're here, to continue to learn about ourselves through loving others, you know, and loving ourselves, of course. Yeah.
When do you feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
All three of those. All three of those, I feel like I'm completely in my element. I don't feel like I'm in my element when I'm having to do the logistical stuff of being an independent artist, like, you know, my taxes or like whatever, like, you know, social, like, I've just started to get more into social media now to make it feel artistic for me and fun, and I'm enjoying that. But, you know, it's like the stuff like, that kind of stuff is hard for me, like the planning, the grants, the marketing plans, like that stuff is more difficult for me. But I've definitely, like, as you know, as an independent artist, you really need to have a scope of all those things. And honestly, in my opinion, as an artist, you should anyways, even if you are on a label, just to protect yourself. Like, I'm learning more and more, the more you know about all facets of this industry, if you're choosing to be in it and make it, you know, what you want to do is your career. Like, it's sort of one of those things. Like, I'm definitely most in my element in all of the creative parts, whether I'm learning a dance routine for the live show, like anything where I'm being creative and writing or like using the gift, like why I'm put here on this earth, I feel in my element. And then the other things, I just sort of look at them as like, you know, every job has things that I feel for everyone, no matter what you do, that are a little bit harder or, oh, maybe yes, not as a natural to you. So, right. Like, who can't relate to that? I feel like everybody, no matter what job you're doing, there's always some element of it where you're like, I feel like I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know what I mean? And I've sort of embraced that now. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not alone. Even the president and the prime minister, even they have moments where they're like, what the hell?
I know you have lots of exciting things coming up, including a trip to Europe and a show with the Boom Booms. Yes. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm going on my first international European tour. March 5th is my first show in Italy. I'm playing 11 dates, mostly Northern Italy, but we're also doing like Rome, Milan, Florence. So yeah, some smaller cities and the big ones. And I'm so excited to be over in Italy. I cannot wait. We have such a great show. I'm bringing my band. And yeah, and then May 3rd, I'm opening for the Boom Booms at the Commodore, which has like been such a dream of mine to do my own show there. So yeah, I'm very stoked. Working really hard to make the live show amazing.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of these upcoming performances and your new release?
Mm-hmm. The best way to keep track of me, the most up to date, is probably Instagram. If you just follow me on Instagram at Sophia Denai, but I also do have a website, sophiadenai.com. I'm just definitely like, I'm very active on Instagram and Twitter. So like that's definitely where you can get the most updates, and it's all just under my name, but everything is on the website too. sophiadenai.com as well.
Perfect. Sophia, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yes. Thank you so much, May. That was an awesome interview. Thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you.
desire.